a guten chaydish, adusheni, marbin v'simcha, marbin with a endemen, marbin with an endenun, whatever you prefer, as long as you got that simcha. We are holding right before Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pekudei Chazak, Chazak v'nis Chazek, and we have a rear haftarah. I don't mean rear like in the, you know, the steak, well done, rear kind of thing. It's hardly ever read. And if you look in the Luach, some people also read, have the meaning to read the Haftarah of Vayakel, for whatever reason, together with the Pekudei Ashkenaz Haftarah. We would like to focus today, interesting, in Shlomo HaMelech, when he's talking about the bracha he's giving Klal Yisrael, the covenant, the new Bayis Rishon. So the pasuk, he speaks a little bit of history about what happened with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, Vayomer Hashem el David Avi, Yan, ki asher hoye im levavcha levnois Bayis Hashmi, because you wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash l'shmi, Hashem says you wanted to build it for my name, Hetivaisa, very good, ki hoye im levavcha. However, rak atal esivna Bayis, but you can't build this house. Ki bincha hayotze michal etzecha hu yivne habayis l'shmi. He'll build the Bayis Hashmi. So there's some focus here on the word the Shmi. And if you actually go through the Haftarah, you'll see that the word the Shmi keeps creeping up many, many times. So I'd like to share with you today a Mahalach, which is based on Sichas Musar from Chaim Shalevitz, Pashas Truma Tavshan Lamin Aleph, Mayim called V'Asali Mikdash, and the Malbim in Arshas HaShalom Drush Beis, which he himself refers to in his Pirish, and Malbim in Malachim Kapitah. Aleph Perak Chav Ches. This is a Mahalach that he speaks about in Melachim. Again, Aleph. Sorry, Perak Hey. So, Perak Hey. The Malbim. This is where the Malbim speaks about it, and the Sefer Artz Hashalom. This is the Mahalach. Goes as follows. We know the Torah tells us V'Asa Li Mikdash Li. Make it Li. Rashi says Li means the Shmi. But when they were building different Kalim, also Li Arin, also Arin, excuse me, but it says the word Li shows up again in the Chumash a number of times. The importance of the Mishkan, it should be Li, it should be done Lishma. And the question is that, of course, everything, the goal is to do it Lishma. But what's wrong with getting a little bit shalai lishma, b'tech shalai lishma, b'tech lishma here, sorry. The second time it says, v'asali mikdash, and v'ikuli truma. So just, you have the word li a few times. Why is it so important to li? So there Masver, the Malvin and Rechaim Shalevitz, that here, the li is ma'akiv. Normally, yes, b'tech shalai lishma, b'tech lishma, but the Beis HaMikdash will only work. The shchina will only be shayra there if it was done lishmi. The Shema was Ma'akif. If you have any little bit of non-Lishma involved in the Beis HaMikdash, the whole project would be a failure. It would absolutely not work. Let's give a little bit of a history lesson, and we'll see some amazing stuff. In Melachim Aleph, Perek Hei, Psukim tell us how Shlomo spoke to Hiram, who lived all the way up north, in Sur and Tyre, and he wanted him to help send workers and wood to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he said to him, Ata yadatas David Avi, you knew my father David, they were very good friends, Hiram and David. He could not build a house, the Shem El Hashem Alekov. Why not? Says Shlomo, you know why my father couldn't do it? Mipnei hamilchama asher sivavuhu. Because of the war which was surrounding him. He was surrounded by war, and therefore he could not build the Beis HaMikdash. Frek de redak, that's not the reason why. Not because of war. That's not true. The reason why he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem told him, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash, not because you're surrounded by war, but because you've killed people in war. Because your hands are dirty with dam, and I don't want you building the Beis HaMikdash. As I say, and say for Shmuel. So why is he saying a different reasons? A little bit connected, but it's not the same reason. He says, you can't build it because you're surrounded by war. Isaiah Frek de Radak. Another kasha, it's not even true. Yes, for many years, David was surrounded by war. However, we know that when the David wanted to start building the Beis HaMikdash, it says it was Menucha, he finished the wars, and he went to Nasan Anavi and he said, listen, Nasan, everything seems to be calmer, everything seems to be fine. Hashem Niach Le Misavim, he called Aivav, there were no enemies bothering anymore. Then he said, look, we need to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Hashem still told him no. So what's he telling here? And what Shlaim is saying, my father couldn't build it because he was surrounded by war. A, it's because of the blood that was spilled on his hands. And B, that true reason, not even a true reason, he wanted to build it when it was calm. Says the Radak, listen to the words of the Radak. The Radak says that this was not the real reason. He didn't want to tell Chiram that Hashem had not allowed his father David to build the Beis HaMikdash. That would not be coveting. It wouldn't bring respect to the memory of David to tell this guy, Chiram, how his father was told by Hashem not to build it. It would be disrespectful to his father's memory. He gave him some other reason which seems to be a reason. In other words, it's not a real reason. Yeah, it's a bluff. But we have to understand, he's going to be telling something to Hiram, it must make sense to Hiram. And if there was already no wars, and kings follow each other's politics and what's going on in war carefully, there was no war already when David wanted to build, so why would Hiram accept this reason? What does this mean? What kind of reason is this? He says like this. Again, Chaim Shmulevitz, in the Malbim already earlier, a few places. It's an amazing thing. David HaMelech would not ever be able to build a Beis HaMikdash the way we explained Lishmi, Lishem Hashem completely. There was a technical problem. He would not be able to. Why? When Shlomo, this is right after the Haftarah, the pasuk after the Haftarah actually begins, amazing tefillah of Shlomo HaMelech, which he said at the beginning of Bayis Rishon. It's right after the Haftarah, which we're going to be reading on Shabbos. He has a whole tefillah. Some of the psukim are quite famous. And then in the psukim, he says, in Pasuk Mem Dalet, Ki yetzei amecha la'milchama al'oivoy Hashem, when your nation goes out to war against its enemies, ba'derach asher tishlachem, wherever you send them to war, v'hispalalu el Hashem derach ha'ir asher v'chartava, they will dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and face and towards and through the city which you chose, and that's the Makar for the Lachat to face Yerushalayim, by Shemoneh Esrei, and through the home, through this Beis HaMikdash which I built in your name. Which means that the way you're matzliach in war, the way Klai Yisrael are matzliach in war, is by first davening in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they can be matzliach in war. And actually, there's a Medrash Rabbah in Esther, when Haman, HaRasha, Yimach Shema, is giving an entire long speech to Achashverosh about his final solution for the Jewish people and his history lesson. So in Esther Rabbah Parsha Zayin, Simon Yud Gimel, is a very long speech that Haman gave, mamish going through historically the Jewish people, and he ends up saying how, don't worry about Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, everything will be fine. And then listen to what he says in the middle. V'amad acharav Shlomo v'noi. After David, along came his son Shlomo. This is the words of Haman. Uvana lehen Yisrael bayis echad. He built them this building. V'kar alay beis hamikdash. He called it the beis hamikdash. V'eini yoydea mahayel lehem esrech. I don't know what's going on inside there. I haven't been able to find out what goes on inside there. But he says like this. G'shebayin l'melchama. Whenever they go to war, nichnasim esrech. They go into this building. U'mechashvim esrech. They do some type of witchcraft in there. How does he know? You'll see in a second. He's obviously wrong, but why does he think so? When they go out, they go out and they destroy the world. They go destroy the world through this Beis HaMikdash, which they built. So, again, we see this koyach, which Haman realized somehow the Beis HaMikdash is giving a koyach for Klal Yisrael to be able to win over their enemies. And we have so many different Gemaras that tell this to us. the Gemara says that we're able to stand our position in war and not falter because of the Koyach of Yerushalayim, because of the Koyach of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, David HaMelech, who had wars in his lifetime, and actually the Radak in Shmuel points out that even though things got quiet in his older years, he still went out and would still go attack other places to conquer more land for Eretz Yisrael. He would fight to get more of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, even though he wasn't being attacked. He would go out and conquer the biblical Tanakh, which he was supposed to conquer. So he was involved in wars. He needed the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, say these Gedolei Yisrael, it would be impossible for David to have complete L'shem Shamayim Kavanis, even though, of course, he wanted to win all the wars L'chvayt Shamayim. But since the Beis HaMikdash was helping him, he would not be able to technically ever build it completely L'shem Shamayim. Listen to this. There's Psukim and Ezra speak about these very, very off-the-derech Jews who wanted to join Zerubbabel in building Bayis Sheni. So they came, and there was permission from Koresh to build Bayis Sheni. So they came to Zerubbabel, and they said, we want to join in the building project. And he said, absolutely not, we're not letting you join. And the Pasuk says, V'yayim lehem Zerubbabel. This is brought in Gemara, and people know this pasuk from the beginning of Baba Basra. Loy lachem v'lanu livnei bayis elokeinu. It's not for us and you together to build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki anachnu yachad nivna l'Hashem elokei Yisrael, kasher tzivonu ha-melech koresh melech paras. Because we're going to build it like the Melech Koresh wanted. What does he mean? Why can't they build it? Why is he explaining why they can't build it? Just like he's like saying, no, you have no part. Is he giving a reason? Yes. He's saying, the reason why you guys are okay with it all of a sudden, why you're suddenly pro-Kotel, and for hundreds of years you were against Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, you Reformed Jews, the reason why you were against it for so long, and all of a sudden you changed your mind, is because where you lived in Germany, or wherever you lived, people, you'd always say, well, you'd be happy with your homeland, be happy with the fatherland, whatever you called your country. And now when you were finally evicted from your country, even though all those years you took Yerushalayim, Yerucha, you Reformed Jews, you took it out of your sitter all those years, they did not mention Yerushalayim. But now, all of a sudden, you decided, because it's popular and in, you decide you want to have the Kotel. So he says the reason why you want to build a Beis HaMikdash is only because Koresh is behind it. But you don't really want to build a Beis HaMikdash L'Hashem. So he says like this, this is what Zerubbabel says. To build the bayis l'chvayt Hashem, that's not what you want. That's not your cheshbon. What do you want? Ki anachnu yachad nivna l'Hashem elokei Yisrael, kasher tzivanu ha-melech koresh melech paras. You want to build it because of koresh? That's not going to be l'shma. That's not going to be a bayis mikdash. The shechina will never be shayra. Sorry guys, you're out of here. We don't need you. You're not part of it. To have the Shechina Bishar, it has to be completely Lishma. And therefore David, besides the reason of the blood spilled on his hands, which Hashem told him not to, comes out there was another Cheshbon, he would never be able to have the complete Lishma, which was necessary. That's why actually, when Shlomo sends a message to Hiram, he says, beginning in Melachim Aleph, Perakei, Pasuk Kazayin, so V'yishlach Shlomo al-Hiram Limar, Ati Yadatas David Avi, you know my father David, Ki lo yochel livnei bayis Hashem Hashem alekav. He couldn't build it mipnei ha-melchama, meaning to say, because he needed to always go to war, he needed the Beis HaMikdash to also to help him, so he couldn't build it l'shem Hashem alekav, will be missing a little bit in 100% l'shma. V'hinani Omer, and now I'm saying, because in Shlomo's days there was no war ever, I'm saying, livnei bayis l'shem Hashem alekai, kasher divrei Hashem al David avi. And again, hu yivne ha-bayis l'shmi, like my father said, Hashem told my father that your son Shlomo will build a bayis l'shmi. Again, this is like it says, like we said from the Haftarah, when it stresses, Hashem says, yes, David, you want to build a bayis l'shmi, that's beautiful, and therefore, it's going to have to be David. Because to be really l'shmi, without any netiyah whatsoever, any little side cheshbonis, only Shlomo will be able to successfully build it. And Rechaim Shalevit says, Miskvi Masbara, beautifully, a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim, it says, Vahi alai dvar Hashem imar. Hashem spoke to David and said, Dam l'roiv shafachta, you've spilled much blood. Umilchoma is kedoyle is asisa. Leisivne bayis l'shmi. There's two dinim over here. First of all, dam l'raiv shafachta. And Melchamis Gadol Aziz is a separate thing. You're so involved in Melchamis, you need the Beis HaMikdash to help you, because the Schus of Beis HaMikdash helps Klal Yisrael with all their wars. And therefore, it's a felt in your Lishma, it's lacking in your Lishma. And therefore, Beis HaMikdash will never be able to work like that. Points out, the Ralbag says, Ralbag notices, that when Hiram heard the words of Shlomo, he says, Baruch Hashem, Hayoyim Eshenosan L'David Ben Chacham. What was the great Chachma that Hiram noticed about Shlomo HaMelech? According to this, he was teaching him about the ultimate Lishma. Has to be completely, really, without any side netiyas. Now, everybody knows that the goal of the Beis HaMikdash is Ashruas HaShchina, not just in this building, but to bring the Shchina into our lives. Actually, Medrash Rabbah, at the end of Parshas Truma, Medrash Rabbah says, Dover Acher Vesisas Akrashim LaMishkan, Omer Rabbi Oven. This is an amazing, amazing Medrash. Maridike Medrash. Omer Rabbi Oven. Mashal Amelach Shahoyla Ikinano. There was a king who had a beautiful, gorgeous palace. Omer Laben Beisai. He told someone in his household, Aseli Kamaisa, go build me a duplicate of this palace. Omer Loi Adoni Hamelach, Ech Yochel Ani Lasis Kamaisa. How can I build you a duplicate of this palace? Omer Loi Atabisam Manecha, Vani Bechvaidi. You build it with crayons. Go take crayons and draw a picture of it. And I will come bechvaidi into your palace. I'll somehow get into your picture. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Ure'ei v'aseh. Hashem told Moshe, look and create. Beginning of Parshas Truma. What does that mean? Beginning of Truma. Ure'ei v'aseh. Look in Shemayim at what I have in Shemayim. My mokim ashroas ha'shchina in Shemayim. Look at the kisei ha'kavod. And duplicate it and make a little version of it down on planet Earth. Amar l'fan Rebbeinu Elamim. Eli Ha'ani, am I a god? Shani Yochel Lasis Ke'ilu, I could go over and make another Kisei HaKavod, another Maisim HaKava. Amar Loi, Hashem told Maisha, Kisavnisam, similar, take out your crayons, Maisha, and draw, make a little cute little artsy project of the what goes on in Shemayim. Mitcheles, Uvar Gamam, Mitzela Shani. Ugashem Shataraya Lamala, Kach Ase Lamata. Whatever you see, do it down there. Shenemar, just like it's above in Shemayim. The same way, do it over here. If you manage to duplicate what I have in Shemayim down below, I will leave my whole entourage of Malachim in Shemayim, and I'll move over to your neighborhood. Malon says the Medrash, Srafim Oindim, just like in Shemayim is Srafim. Which are the type of malach, fiery malachs? Aflamata asishita maimdim. Mala malach kechavim. Aflamatan kain. And the Medrash explains, what are the kechavim? The krasim, which connected the Yerias and Mishkan, which you can see from inside, look like little twinkly little stars up on top, flying high on top of the Mishkan. So there's like Hashem leaving the kechavim to come down to the twinkle, twinkle little stars of the krasim in the Mishkan. So Hashem says, draw a picture, and I will go into your picture. But this picture has to be 100% Lishma. Otherwise, what is it? Come on, it's just a picture. But if it's 100% Lishma, with nothing else, Ratzah Fahava, with nothing else but Lishma, then the Baruch is Master Shechina. So of course, the Gemara says so many times over and over, La'ilam Yasek Adam Atari Mitzvah Petach Shalai Lishma, sorry, Shalai Lishma, right? So important to go Shalei Lishma. But there has to be a goal. One of the Gdolim said once, La'olam yasek adam etayir mitzvahs, Shalei Lishma, Shreduk Shalei Lishma, all that has to be part of your cheshbon. Do it Shalei Lishma, but you have to plan on coming one day to Lishma. And with that Lishma, you'll be zoicha, that the Rabbanu Shalom get to the full Lishma inside yourselves, Rabbanu Shalom, be mashre, shchinosoi, b'seichenu, b'mehera v'yameinu, have a lechtige, chodesh, a freilich, a Shabbos, you know, mix the words if I want, and everyone should have a chazak, and another chazak, and memela will be in this chazak. Have a good Shabbos. And whoever is in Ramat Beit Shemesh Shabbos, there is a substitute shir, we're away with a bachram in Tzfas this week, So Rabbi Michal Gross will be giving an amazing shir on Aftar like he always does. All his shirim are amazing. So I encourage you to attend. Shkoyach.